Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design. And I hope this is the show that you're going to phone into. Because remember, this is the show that you get to call me and ask me or tell me about your life. And we get to work with the guides and angels, and we get to work with all the wonderful tools at hand of my being an intuitive. You're probably quite intuitive as well. And we get to answer some of the questions you have about blocks in your life, about ambitions that seem to be very vague, or one of the things that's been plaguing me lately is how paradoxical things can be. And sometimes it's hard to steer our ships when things are vague and paradoxical. You know what I mean? My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive, and I've been doing these radio shows for a lot of years now. I don't know how many years, but gosh, 7, 8, 9 years, something like that. And one of the things I love to do is talk to you. Another thing is to create a coherent field. That is, when you and I meditate together, a whole bunch of us, all over the world, depending who all's listening, we create a growing and coherent energy field. And in that, as the energies grow and become a higher frequency, it's much, much easier for you to manifest and for me to manifest and for us to think, feel, and radiate healing to all kinds of people. And so we want to do that because we want to change. Well, change the world, is that what we want to do? We're all here in this stew pot on the third dimension. I was talking to Dawn at the beginning, and he was calling it 1D. Anyway, the first dimension, or the third dimension, we're all here to work things out. And as I was channeling before this show, and the guides were saying how interesting it is, don't forget, or pay attention to the fact that there are many, many dimensions, and as above, so below. Of course, there is no such thing as time, as back and forth, or above or below. But in any case, we'll use it for the sake of discussion, because we use those terms to organize our thoughts and feelings and perceptions, don't we? And they were saying, remember the as above, so below. So down here where it's very dense, we have all kinds of issues, but they really have, when we resolve issues, where we unhook, where we release, where we blast aside the edicts of the subconscious or the patterns that you and I hold in our DNA and so on, when we learn to vibrate them out of our, and or get conscious and intentional and vibrate them out of our body, minds, and so on, we can actually dispense with all that stuff. And we will move to a higher frequency energy, and we want that. You want that, and I want that. Why do we want it? Change the energy, change the reality. But as you change the lineage here in the third dimension, you literally are vibrating at a higher and higher level all the way through all the dimensions. Everything changes, not just what you're doing here on the earth. Here it is dense. Right? But in the infinity of our own personal journeying, it touches everything. And there are those who talk about when you get into the past and you change that, then you change all the lifetimes that are associated with that. I love thinking about that, but I'm not sure if I truly understand it. And I was whining to the guides going, we know all these paradoxical things, but sometimes in the heart of my being pit-lamped or confused by life, I go, what exactly do paradoxes mean? Do you ever have those kinds of feelings? Like, I'm trying to think of one right now. I'll think of them throughout the show tonight. But there are so many ways in which we know that, like, everything is in state of motion. But if you look at my table right here, it doesn't look like it's in a state of motion. But you and I know it is. And as we go out into the universe, as this, the motion is more, I guess I could say more observable. Somebody was telling me today how Kryon explains that the dark matter in the universes is actually, I guess we could put it this way, I gathered from what he said that it's actually source, or that's the energy. What did he call it? If you feelings with chi, Okay, let me see. How did he put it? Anyway, if we talk about creating our reality, and what he is talking about essentially is pulling potential energy from the dark matter and sending it out into a space of creation. I have to think about that. I've never thought about that before, but that's what I heard today. So we'll just decide, won't we, whether or not that's perfect. Let's see, what else have I've learned so many things over the last little while. How many of you have listened to Stephen Pollett and listened to my podcast? It's around 44 minutes in, where he does 5 minutes of where he does his new, instead of having these little charging papers that you stick to water, and it takes an hour for the water to get in charged, and then you can drink it and you get much higher frequency energy in your life. Okay. By the same token, or for the same purpose, he has now connected with universal energies in such a way that instead of having these little chargers that you paste onto your water, he just brings the energy through. And he gave me a sample. He calls it SEM, S-E-M. And on my podcast, there's a real sample of it. And every now and then I play that. And today I had the privilege to have like a much longer session of it. And it's just amazing. I was just this sparkling, non-physical being almost by the end of that short session. My, it was wonderful. So then let's jump around from these various people that I'm interviewing. One of the things that fascinates me is energy, like what Stephen Pollett experiences for all of us these days. And his stuff is source energy medicine. And we have Galexis. Galexis was on recently as a channel consortium of intelligences through Ginger Mitreau. And when they're talking, you really pick up a lot of frequency, a lot of vibrance, don't you? And they talk a lot about how we're going to have two Earths. And how I understand what they're saying is that as we learn to manifest, or as we learn to do energy shifting, and we learn to release the denser fields and frequencies of the third dimension, while you won't really connect with people who are adhering to or fighting for the right to have the lower frequency or the kind of the dominant power issues that are on our planet right now, you won't really associate with them. You will not be in their realm any longer. And so they're calling that the new Earth. And I kind of understand that. But the way so many are talking about it, it's like the Earth will split in two. So then when I was talking to Ashtar, I asked Ashtar, who's Lord Ashtar, he's a Venusian who is living in the... what's it called? The Ashtar Command has been a very famous channeling group for a long, long time. Anyway, we had Ashtar on through Terry Simons. It was a wonderful experience. So I asked about the two Earths. And he says, no, there will only be one Earth. But they explained it in such a way as many of you are waking up and moving through many dimensions. Your energy fields are brightening and becoming much faster, much higher frequency. And there are those who are very, very slow about that. So they call that, excuse me, the ascension process. They call that the ascension process, and it will surely happen. But for some, it may take like 1,000 years. So they're not seeing it so, they're not articulating it as having two Earths. They're just saying that it's kind of a stream. And those of you who would choose to move more swiftly along the stream to release and move your own fields and frequency. And how many tools have you got to change your energy? We've all got like tons and tons of them, don't we? But anyway, as we, I think Galexis calls us the first wavers, as we really move through all these fields, that what I hear that Kryon says is that since 2012, you know, since the big day of the shift, do you remember that? His claim is that the energy fields shifted in such a way as you and I can move through our energy needs much faster than ever before, and we can go a lot farther. But what you need is to have intention and focus and desire and all those things. And then as you do that, we can go a lot farther. And I don't know if any of you ever remember, like I'm talking about a lot of different people, but my purpose here is to say there are so many different ways to move energy, but we should realize that it has to be a choice. It's like kicking your feet when you're under water. You choose to kick your feet so that your body will rise up. Well, we're doing that in the vibrational fields of reality in our life. And I remember Al Mean, when I interviewed her a couple of times way back when. I haven't been able to find her lately because I'd love to talk with her again. But she used to talk about, amongst many, many things, she talked about time being an illusion in such a way as somebody at one of her workshops, somebody phoned and said, "I hate to tell you this, but Mom and Dad were just killed in a car accident." And they all did their work and managed to shift time. So when the girl connected, her parents were alive and there was no car accident. Now you have to decide whether you believe all that. I kind of do, right? I say kind of. I'm always open to have... I would choose magic as opposed to no magic. And Almeen, who's a really amazing woman, also talked about how way out in the universes there are many, many, many influences from different races like the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and the Orionians and so on and so forth, and that there's a lot of organization out in the universes that have constrictions. I think of Peter Calhoun on this one, constrictions and confinement for human development. But her way of talking was that sometimes, very like the 2012 thing, sometimes there are huge changes out in the universes which make it much easier for you and I to release. We talk about releasing. If you think of yourself being confined in many, many, many levels or membranes of self inside, we're confined by social programming, we're confined by domination, we're confined by our own immaturity, I suppose. We're confined by a lot of things. But because the fields and frequencies are changing and moving more and more swiftly, or as Almeen talks about, the constrictions that have been kind of created or that existed way out in the universe, some of those have been lifted. Or as Barbara Hand Clow talked, is that you and I all have a huge, there's been big, big trauma way back, perhaps in great floods or earth traumas and so on. And you and I have recorded in our body-mind limitations that come from, you want to call it a PTSD from 11,000 years ago or something, that the whole species was traumatized and shocked by something, some main event that happened many thousands of years ago. And we're learning that in the motion, in the movement of the frequencies, for however they were sped up. Maybe it's just that the universes have never been this way before, and it's a natural progression for things to speed up. But the earth is speeding up, you're speeding up, I'm speeding up, our possibilities for manifesting are speeding up, and our ability to release some of the old recordings that kept us in a certain space are speeding up. And on it goes. So bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen, is you and I can manifest better than we've ever manifested before. Woohoo! So let's do our meditation together and let's do some manifestation. In the meditation, in the sacred geometrics, I really like it if we pick some people that need healing, something for yourself, some people that need healing, and some manifestation. And we started a few weeks ago, we were going to do an intervention. There's so much conscription of people into addiction and so on these days, and a lot of lives are being pulled apart by it, and there's a lot of abuse for kids, and oh, who knows. So let's take something which needs intervention, and we'll do something about that. We do that sometimes with our political situations too, don't we? So we're going to do a series of things in this, in the sacred geometrics, and I want you to join me, and let's I'm rubbing my palms together. Because as you and I know, if you rub your palms together and you call in the healing fields and frequencies in through the top of your head, and they'll come through in your palms, you can pull them apart bit by bit by bit. That's right. And you can build those, move your palms in and out and in and out, and feel the higher frequency energy just penetrating through them. Isn't that wonderful? And then put them up on your face so you get a facelift. And having built a little of the energy, I want you to see above your head a golden ball. Perhaps it's 2 miles up there. And below your spine, perhaps 40 feet, another golden ball. And I want you to drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, a three-sided gold pyramid, and upside down, a matching one, but its point is going into the lower golden ball. So you have a point going up and a point going down, and it's like a big diamond. And inside of that, you have a crystal ball with all its shimmering colors. And inside of that, a star tetrahedron, that's a three-dimensional Star of David. Okay. And inside of that, there you are. And I want you to spin and spin and spin. Spinning is really great. Look what happens. What's happening with you as you spin and spin? Okay, now I want to see on in front of you, you'll see a magical screen. And on the first screen, I want you to see a movie that you're creating of you becoming what it is you want. I always want to become multidimensional. That means, from my perspective, I'd like to be able to be consciously interacting from as many, many dimensions as possible. Okay, and I'm just going to see that happening. And then I'm going to wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And the second screen is you creating a project, or me creating a project I want to create. Good. And then we're going to see all the resources, the people, the time, that paradoxical thing that keeps us organized, the time, the money, the resources, the people. I'm sorry, I keep yawning. This is terrible. That means I'm taking something on. So let's see if we can spin me and spin me and spin me. Okay. Good. Okay, the resources, the people, the time, the experience, have all of that come together. And there's my project. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. And all of it, oh, and it's just shimmering. And now we're going to take a few minutes and really, really enjoy how all the resources keep coming, whether it's people, time, money, ideas, whatever, to keep the project going for as long as its natural life. And then wrap that in light. Good. Now let's open the Galactic Healing Center. Now I want you to take a look around at your guides and angels, or take a feel around if that's how you see it. And they come from realms and realms and realms. Remember, there's an old song that goes, and there's 100,000 angels by your side. That's not the right tune, but anyway. We see realms and realms and realms of beings, realms and realms of consciousness. And let's ask the ones who are Cracker Jack at healing. We want a group of them to stand around the healing table. Good. And the first person to lie on our healing table, this shimmering healing table, is you or me in my case. And lay on that table and ask them for help with whatever it is you need. Good. And if you don't know what it is, just ask them what you need. Good. And see if you can feel them working on you. It's nice. I can feel it. Now, when it's really getting going, wrap it in light, move it over to the left, because it can keep it away and your healing team will go with it. And they're magical, so they can replicate around this next table. And this next table, this is for a child. This child is coming in who has a very severe cancer situation. We're bringing the child in. Yeah. And we've got this healing team around him. Good. And they're working with him. Now, this is really interesting because they're working with his cellular structure in a very interesting way. Let me see here. Yeah. And they're working right through. You know what else they're doing? They're working right into his base chakra, into his survival chakra. That's it, and they're doing a lot of healing energy on it. There we go. And they're also working in it's a lot of his DNA, a lot of his spine. Yeah. He's been a terrific sport, hasn't he? All right, now we're going to wrap him in light and move him over to the side. And now here's another situation. This is not just for this one family. This is for someone who needs support because her husband is passing. And he, as he goes downhill very, very rapidly, is trying to help her. She's panicking because she doesn't know how to handle all the household details and the money, etc. And is very, very sensitive. And he, on his waning last energies, he's no longer eating or anything, is trying to sort out all the details for them. So I want to put her on the table, and I want to put several other people I know who are absolutely supporting people who are very ill and the dying gasps of their own life, their own lifestyle, you know, people who are supportive and so on. So my friend I'm talking about, her husband is dying. He's trying to help her so she understands how to run things, and she's a wreck. There are people who are supporting a sick child or sick husband, sick wife, sick parents, whatever. Yeah, we're wanting to send them. Okay, I can see four right now. And we want the healing teams to hold them and help them fortify their inner, because as you and I know, the changes required for them are very thorough, but they can be very, very transcendent, give them a new identity. But sometimes it's a big job to get to that point, isn't it? So you can feel them go through that. Very good. Just keep moving it through. Okay. And let's flood it. And let's ask our healing team to just flood these people with love, feelings of love and protection. And this gentleman that is going to pass, let's help him. Let's move all these people, the caregivers, over to the side, all wrapped in light, so their healing can keep going on. And the ones that we see who are actually dying or who are suffering terribly, let's just see their passage being softened and healed. Yes. And that the love infuses them as well. Good. Now move that over to the side. Okay. And now, let me see, is there somebody else who wants to come on here? There's someone else who has, there are two people here, two. These are both women who have inexplicable long-term illnesses, just one after the other, after the other. Not, they're not related. They don't even know each other's situation. And both of them have long-term, honestly, every time I turn around, there's another thing that I have to deal with, that kind of pain and that kind of illness. And the team stand right behind them as quickly as can be. That's it. And they're saying to one of them, oh, in both cases, these are what you would call cellular projects or karmic projects. So we're asking for, if it's so, can you unhook that in the DNA? Can you unhook that from the base chakra? Can you unhook that from the cellular structure in the spine? Yes, just a sec. Yep. All right, so each of them is wrapped in light and moved over to the side as well. And now let's do our political one. Should that be an intervention? Would that be seem like a good idea to do an intervention? Let me see. Who's the intervention with? Let's do a political intervention. Let's do it on the, okay, what's a political thing? The women's, we recently had Women's International Women's Day, and boy, it's just incredible how much primitive behavior there is around women or all kinds of different races and so on, but we just pick women. So we're going to put, let's see, who's in charge of this kind of sexism? I guess it's people in power or people making rules and laws to save money for the people who have control of resources. I don't really know who to put in charge. So let's ask the guides and angels, say, like, you put some of the people who are really propelling or really perpetuating these this bias against women. Put a whole bunch of them up on our healing table, okay? And now we're going to call in our healing team again, but we're going to have a spectacular layer by layer by layer by layer. That's it, a spectacular multi-layered consciousness teams. Each team member has its own group. Each team member has its own team of helpers, and that has its own team of helpers. So you got yourself 100,000 angels by your side, right? Okay. And then we're going to have them work with and infuse everybody on this table with amazing consciousness. Remember, consciousness is an energy force that's rising in people, no matter whether they're in a spiritual path or military path or a combination of the two. Doesn't matter what your journey in life is, you will be taken with a rising consciousness. There we go. That's good. And in rising consciousness, it would be really difficult. See, a lot of the channels, I was thinking of Galexis and Ashtar, who were the most recent ones that we had. But like many others, they were saying that as the fields move and as ascension increases, whether you think it's going to be in several Earths or just one Earth or whatever, You know, I think it's just interpretation of the fact that people are going to change and not really experience each other. And as we move through those things, you know, where was I going with that? I forget. So here we are, that we would not have any separations based on the sexes. That would be just ludicrous. It would be ludicrous. And it's interesting, too, that a lot of the angels and great beings out there in the dimensions are androgynous anyway. So even that could be another reason for a barrier if we're at a lower frequency. But if we get to a higher frequency, everything should be about love and not only the right to expand and become conscious, but the drive, that very deep drive to expand and become more and more conscious. So you see, it just gets to be passé. So let's bathe all these characters. Let's just bathe them in our love and our light. We're just going to love them into wisdom. Wouldn't that be great? And we're going to let our teams just surround them with light and surround them with love and continually infuse them. Let's move it over to the side. Now, I want you to call in from the great central sun this wonderful healing, harmonizing energy. Have it coming in through the top of your head. Come down, whirl around in your neck, fill up your shoulders, go down into your heart, whirl around in your heart, come back up, down your arms, coming out your hands. And I want you to pat onto the world anywhere you imagine anybody being sick, poverty-stricken, where there's toxicity and pollution, anywhere you feel like it, start to pat this beautiful energy all over the earth. That's right. And where there's global warming and rising tides and so on and so forth, according to Cryon, apparently, this isn't just because of mankind, that this is a natural progression of change on our planet. Apparently, even the magnetic fields have changed. I know we've all heard that from different ones, but I just try to bring in the ones that I have heard about today. Because one of my goals, okay, let's just wrap this up and finish. Okay, so let's see that light of healing go all around the earth, all around the earth, all around the earth, till the earth is just pulsing with this beautiful, harmonious light. And then the light comes back up through your hands, up your arms, whirls around in your shoulders, comes down into your heart, whirls around in the heart, comes back up through the neck, through the head, straight out into the great central sun. And you hop out of your galactic healing center, hop into your star tetrahedron, and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin, spin and spin and spin and spin. Did you close the galactic healing center? You've got to close it, otherwise it'll be left open, right? Spin and spin and spin and spin, and here you are back in the room with me. Are you going to call in? I hope so. This is Veronica Antwistle saying, I really like doing that that sacred meditation because I really think it makes a big difference on the planet. What do you think? So what's going on in your life? Are you noticing ascension? Are you feeling frustrated? Are you all watching the news? Are you paying attention to GMOs? Ashtar chuckled because I said, oh gosh, by the way you're talking, GMOs, that we're GMO'd. And they said, oh yes, you are. They laughed and laughed because we are a product of several galactic species. And you know that, a lot of you know that. And apparently all species have been seeded out through the universe in different galactic centers by others, you know. So we are kind of a combination of Pleiadian and Arcturian and Orionian and, I should remember other ones, but anyway, you can look all that up. But we're, and one of the things that we're supposed to be learning is how to create our reality and how to create a reality that we want, but also so that we can learn to love and find peace for one another and peace with the planet. The planet itself is suffering. And the word has it that she's going to be all right. But what's interesting to me is when you hear from other beings who are channeled entities, like Bashar, there oftentimes they come from planets where, even Ashtar came from a Venus that blew up. There was a civilization of Venus that he claims that blew up. And then some of them, like not Golexis, Bashar, and he says that their planet got. He's coming from the future, and he says that they had to leave their planet because it was too toxic. So now, and they didn't eat anymore because the food all got kind of wrecked, and so they learned not to have to eat at all. They were breatharians. So I asked if we were going to learn that. And they were laughing and saying, yes, we could learn that. I've talked to... So basically what I'm trying to say is, look at all the different ways of shifting energy. And as above, so below, as we shift our energy down here, we resonate with higher and higher frequency beingness that could have the potential to exist consciously in different dimensions at a time. The assumption I make is that we already do exist in many levels of dimensions simultaneously. We're just not always aware of it. It's like when we're dreaming, we live in a whole different reality, and a lot of people leave their bodies during dream time and carry on. Remember the story about Judy Carroll and how she always felt like she was really different. She wrote Human by Day and Zeta by Night. And she realized that she was very different as a child. And finally, she found out that she was one of the Greys. The Greys are the little alien beings, some of which aren't very nice, but some of which are very kind. Anyway, she's one of that kind and does a lot of healing work as a Gray. So what does she do? She goes to sleep at night and then leaves her body and goes off to the ships. And I really love that because that imagery is so amazing. It's something we can comprehend because you go to sleep, and in your sleep, we have dreams, and those dreams feel like you're actually in existence somewhere. And she's saying, well, I am. And you know what? Maybe you are too. So let's take a look at some of you out there. I sure hope you're going to call. Are you going to call? Give me a break here. Come on, you guys. Okay. Let me see here. We're going to pick on somebody. Shall we do that? Oh, my goodness. Somebody out there has got some really, really awful headaches. And they come mostly up the side, the temporal lobe, and then they hit the frontal lobe, something fierce. Hang on. Who is that? Let's see. And I want you to focus. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We want you to focus on the base of your spine. You focus on the base of your spine. And feel from the base of your spine. Feel from the base of your spine the energy moving right up your spine. Good. And now there's a prayer. Oh, I see what's wrong. Okay. It's funny because you get these really incredible headaches, but I think they're just allergies, not just allergies. I think they are allergies. Here we go again. And some of them are triggered by, for example, if you have a traumatic time or emotional time, then all of a sudden you might have an allergy to eggs. Does that make sense? There's something simple that is triggering allergic reactions to some of your food stuff when you're in a state of trauma, and that throws you right into migraine. Boy, that's hard, isn't it? So we're just going to hit some healing energy at the base of your spine, because Wow. There's something interesting about these headaches, which is that somewhere in the base of the spine, there's an absolute panic about not being able to survive in the face of, like somebody else might get a gut ache when something happens. You go right into probably it's a past life. It's got to be a past life. Okay, thanks. It's got to be a past life kind of thing because it's right from the red chakra that you have allergic reactions. Some people have it from higher up in the body. We'll talk about that later, but I'm grateful. Judy, you've called in. Thank you.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
I have a question. I actually was a little late coming into your show, but you touched on the parallel worlds, which, as you know, is a big subject for me. I'm not clear about is it about creating that parallel? For example, I've heard of stories where people have been in the middle of war, such as World War II. I think there was a story years ago about that. People in a building, and they all prayed together, and their building was spared. They were spared, therefore creating that paradigm, I guess. Does this make sense? Is that what you mean by, or rather the people that are writing about this, is that what they mean?
I don't know. I think that parallel worlds is that parts of you are in existence in different dimensions simultaneously. You see what I mean? Like what you're talking about is something that's very, very prevalent. You know, we keep talking about the two worlds. I think what you're talking about is kind of the epitome of what the two worlds could be about, the new world and the old world, which is where when people get together and pray and they have a coherent frequency, it can make their microcosm very different from what's going on all around them. You see what I mean?
Okay. So therefore, creating our own parallel universe.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people like from Second World War when they were bombing London. A lot of the, for example, Christian Science people said a lot of their houses didn't get bombed. Right, and they were right in the heart of it all, and they were all doing
it. That's what I was referencing. I couldn't remember the exact story, but I knew that things of that nature happened. Yeah, I find that fascinating that we can actually pull ourselves out of those dynamics.
Well, and,
I'd like
and
to learn more about that, actually.
It's very evolutionary, isn't it?
Oh, well, it is. And to think that they were doing that, you know, 60-some-odd years ago, and why have we lost touch with that, do you think?
Well, not everybody's lost touch with it. I mean, remember the TMers did that whole 3 months of meditation at Washington, D.C., and they dropped, I think 3 to 6 months. I don't remember exactly how long. But they dropped the level of crime hugely during that period of time. They also did some experiments that in India. It's just people don't, they probably don't have the funding to do it, you know,
Yeah, maybe that's true. I also would like to ask for a healing for a friend of mine, Darcy, who just had some things removed from her esophagus, and she's quite uncomfortable still. It was a couple of days ago, so maybe we could do
Let's take... So everybody wrap yourself in light, because you don't want to take on anybody's stuff. And I found by doing this show that actually you can take on an awful lot of people at a time if you're not careful. We don't want to do that.
Careful.
So everybody wrap.
Well, like I was yawning when you were yawning.
Yeah.
It's contagious over the radio, I've learned.
Yeah, there's an interesting thing about that we're going to talk about after. So let's take a look at Darcy. Darcy, we're talking about you behind your back, in front of your back, darling. And let's just take everybody's wrapped in light. Yeah, that's it. Now, that alone, think about it. If everybody's wrapped in light, I mean, if we really wrap ourselves in light, think of what a contributor you are in terms of the collective. Isn't that wonderful? So now we're going to look at Darcy. And oh, my. Yeah, she has had. Did she have polyps or something removed? That's terribly hard.
Yes. Spot on. As always, yeah, she had polyps removed.
And is she using aloe vera juice?
I don't know. She hasn't been talking very much, for obvious reasons, because she can't right now.
Yeah. You might want to email or something
taking.
That she needs something to soothe. And I think they've given her something, but it looks like she could do something more. Like, for example, if you have aloe vera juice, it's not a medicine. It's just something that protects all the cells, because her cells are really raw and it hurts. I feel like she wants to cry. She probably doesn't, because she's all grown up, you know.
Yeah,
right?
she's very stoic.
It's really interesting, because I want her. She also has funny gut, but probably it's medications, is it?
You're again spot on. She actually does have, I always forget how to say it, diverticulosis, I think.
Oh, diverticulitis. Oh, my. That's a big
osis, yeah. I never say that word right.
It worked. Whatever you said worked just fine. So we're going to go back into her belly, her intestinal area. All that is pockets where things don't move through that smoothly, you know. So she could say it's karmic, because that's the area in which we hold our karma, isn't it? It's interesting. I want to get hold of some aloe vera juice and get her to drink it little bit by little bit all the way through her body. You see, it just flows through and it heals things as it goes, you know.
Okay. I'll mention that to her tonight when I talk to her on Facebook.
And I want to say this also, Judy, and then we'll say goodbye to you, but it's been wonderful to have you call in. She has a lot of grief in her. So, you know, when we have, this is really important for people, all the rest of you thinking about it too, that grief is a really important reaction to loss and change and so on. But it's also the reason we write the book, We Dance the Dance, We Really Make a Difference in Our Own Lives, if we let ourselves move it. Most of us hold it in the chest area and the solar plexus for quite a while. And she's been holding it there. And I want her to I want her to express making sound, like big noise coming up through the chest area. And that would take care of part of the esophagus as well, because she's kind of held inside. I know she's creative, but she holds herself inside in a way that's detrimental to her health. And I want her to use her humor, her sense of color and form. And joie de vivre, she has all that. She just needs to burst it forward. Does that make sense?
I'll pass that on to her, absolutely. And as I said, you're spot on, because she is holding in a lot of her grief, a lot of trauma. She's not expressing it.
Well, you know something, Judy? I think a lot of people don't realize how valuable, you know, in the big picture, grief is such a valuable tool for transformation. And she has that inner soul if she would like to use it, right?
Okay, I'm going to pass all of this on to her. I didn't even think about the aloe vera.
It's a handy little thing. You know, they're using it in burn units now for people that are severely burned. It's making a huge difference.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and thank you so much for your call. It's a very vivid call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Veronica. Have a good evening.
Yes, thank you. And one more thing I started saying when I was talking to Judy and we were talking about taking on each other's feelings. Let's talk a little bit about empathy, because we are, you know, I've heard people say, oh, so-and-so is an empath. Well, we all are. You know, that's the spooky part of being a human being. You want to individuate, especially here in America. You want to individuate. And you want to grow, but all of us have to realize we take one another on, and we take it on through the media, we take it on through the airwaves, and it behooves us to learn to clear it. And I often quote Rosalind Breyer one time when I was in, she wrote Wheels of Light, one of the early books, really important books on chakras. And I was at one of her workshops one time, and she was saying, you're never supposed to take on anybody else's feelings. She says, I'm a Pisces. I can't not do that. Because some of us, if you're a lot of water in your chart, you're going to take on more people than more people's feelings than others. But it's not wrong what she said that I'll never forget, really, because it's been helpful to me, is read what you took on and then command total release. Release, release, release is the big thing. The thing about empathy is something I'd like us all to learn, which is that if you're going to empathize, which you're going to do anyway, learn to build up your fields and frequencies inside and then radiate back something so that the person, that instead of you bringing in somebody else's fear, sadness, or loss, or anything, you radiate out a transformation. So that's, you go inside, you feel the fact that Darcy, for example, is really uncomfortable, and then you spin it. And you can actually put one of those little star tetrahedrons in every part of your body and spin them in a tiny way. And that can really build up your light right there. So as you bring it up through and bring it up through, then what you radiate out is going to shift and lift all the people that you're with. So being empathic is more extreme for some people than others, but it's something that we all have in common. And we move like, I keep laughing because everybody's talking about oneness. We are one. We are one. Well, I kind of think, I know it means something a little different, but maybe it means that we're all empathizing one with the other. And the repeated patterns of humanity comes from, we talked at the beginning about Barbara Han Clow and all these different people that have expressed, I didn't talk about the yugas, the Indian 26,000 year consciousness shifts in the universe. But we did talk about a number of different ways that patterns in our body mind are shifting and patterns in the universes are shifting, didn't we? We were talking about all of that kind of thing. And I'm going, well, empathy-wise, we as a collective, as a one being, we hold limitations. You know, we hold like, it used to be people only lived to be 50 or something. And then they grew to live to be 65. Then they grew to die around 75. And now they're saying, oh my gosh, we can live past 100 maybe because we're learning about it and so on and so forth. But that's kind of collective limitations, isn't it? And we're empathic. So we share these limitations on some kind of a deep level. And you could say it comes through empathy. I feel yours, you feel mine. And those programs are shared with all of us, right? We're even finding out these days that not only in releasing empathy, but we have found, and I think I mentioned this earlier tonight, where we can actually break out of the lineage, the edicts of the lineage. Or like I was talking about Stephen Pollett and others who are helping to break us out of the subconscious programming, that's the stuff that we're not really aware of. The law of attraction, one of the biggest problems with the secret and the law of attraction is that they didn't explain that sometimes what you attract is the stuff that's in your subconscious, way below your conscious mind. So you'd be busily affirming right, left, and center. And what happens is you keep blasting into some of the same sort of deficits or traumas or power issues or fears or whatever. And you can't figure out why because you're busy doing your affirmations and your creative visualizations. But if your belly, and this is back to you, Darcy, my friend, but if your belly has a lot of trauma in it, you're going to keep bringing back more of a separative traumatic feeling than a pleasant law of attraction responding to your affirmations. So then I want to go back to what I started to say was the issue of empathy is good for all of us to use as a tool to understand other people and to learn to change the empathy so that you can set the vibrational tone instead of being kind of conscripted by the collective vibrational tone. And that might be a bit of work. But bottom line is I call this Radiance by Design, this show, because you and I will learn with our conscious efforts here to radiate very consciously and put out in the world a vibration that truly contributes to the greater good for all of us, oneness at a much higher level of resonance. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm really not sure who's coming up on Paradigm Shifters next, do please tune into the podcast on veronicaentwistle.com. Tune into Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And I know we're going to have somebody pretty exciting. Jim Self is coming up, and he's quite an amazing teacher of ascension processes and so on. And I'm not sure if I've got him before Tuesday night or not. So, but also please check the podcast, listen to Ashtar, and Stephen Pollitz is really wonderful, I'm telling you what, and Galexis, and there's so many up there, it doesn't cost you a cent to listen to these guys, but I always feel badly if I have these amazing interviews and we only hear them once. That's not good, is it? You can help yourself, you can pass them on, and a little like conscious empathy, you'll be putting out something that's a contribution to people who want their consciousness to be booted up. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, let me know what's going on in your life. Hit the Ask Veronica button if you'd like a session with me, or if you'd like to just give me some feedback on what kind of guests you like, and we will talk soon. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, and thank you so much for radiating consciously. Good night and much love.